So this is Dave Trinkle, Associate Dean for Community and Culture at Virginia Tech Grolian School of Medicine. I'm in the Healthstorian at GoFest, and we're rolling right along with many interviews.
The traveling Healthstorian is a vintage-looking Gulfstream camper tricked out as a traveling recording booth. Trinkle got the idea from StoryCorps, a program that will be familiar to public radio listeners, where people come to record their personal stories and insights for posterity.
We have Sally Southard in the Healthstorian now. She is a pediatric nurse practitioner.
Anyone and everyone is welcome to record in the Healthstorian, patients and practitioners, and Southard's story is a bit of both. Trinkle begins by asking why she went into the medical field.
Well, I think because I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when I was 10, and my mom also had type 1 diabetes. And then when I went to high school in Baltimore, I lived with a family, and the woman there was a nurse. And so I just have been around nurses, and I just have always wanted to be one.
As Southard recounts her story, we hear how it spans the evolution of diabetes care here over the last six decades.
So when I was diagnosed at 10, so that was 1966, we had to boil our glass syringes in a little autoclave every night before we took our one shot of insulin in the morning the next morning. At that point, now obviously that's like 3-4 hours, you know, later than what your blood sugar would be. So, but not until the early 80s did the blood glucose testing come available.
Southard tells Trinkle about how she was one of the first people in this area to try the revolutionary new insulin pump that had just become available in the late 80s.
Since then, I've done 7 artificial pancreas clinical trials. I'm in one right now with UVA, the closed loop system. And so just seeing how pumps have changed and continuous glucose monitors and all that stuff is just amazing.
And even more so when she thinks back to what it was like when she was first diagnosed with type 1 diabetes.
Now, I do remember the pediatrician standing at the foot of my bed. This was in Annapolis, Maryland. And he said, "Don't worry, Sally, they're going to find the cure in your lifetime." And I'm like, "Okay, I'm in my 60s now. I'm ready. Let's hurry up here."
The traveling health Historian is looking to hear from people from all over southwestern Virginia. You can make an appointment, or you may see the camper parked at some event, like one man did.
Yeah, for instance, at GoFest, one of the interviews we did was a musician.
Here's Dave Trinkle.
Who was playing at GoFest, who had had a pretty severe vocal cord injury. The musician was a guitar player and a singer. And while talking about music's great, we really focused in on the impact of a vocal cord injury to his passion and his journey to various healthcare centers to get that repaired and what that was like and how it was ultimately successful after a while. But that, you know, that was a very life-changing event for this particular person. So that, you know, that's a type of walk-up interview that you just don't expect. That was just fantastic.
Healthstorian interviewees could be anonymous or review their comments before they're posted if they want. All recordings will be housed in the Virginia Tech University Library Archives, and they'll be available on social media. I'm Robbie Harris.